What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley, and welcome to Truckin' Hustle, the podcast for trucking entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about the trucking industry from the business side of things, you're in the right place. Every week, I interview the people who are making it happen on a daily basis. I get them to share their successes, their failures, and sometimes even their secrets. The goal is to show you how you too can create financial freedom in the booming trucking industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. All right, Hustle Fam, we are back with another amazing episode. And today we are recording live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We are here at the Manifest Conference, man. It's packed. Amazing people gathering together. And I'm here with my friend, Mr. Justin Liu. He is the co-founder of Truckpedia. What's up, Justin? What's going on with you, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Man, thanks for being on the show. So let's get our audience familiar with who you are. Introduce yourself. I mean, I already told them what your name is, but let's talk about who you are and a little bit about Truckpedia, man.
Absolutely. My name is Justin Liu. I'm the co-founder of Truckpedia, a second-generation trucker. Growing up, never knew what I wanted to do, but I knew I didn't want to be in trucking. And long story short, my dad was a truck driver. He was struggling to scale his trucking company. After working at Amazon launching warehouses, I realized that trucking was archaic, not just for my dad, but it was for everybody. And so I decided to leave Amazon, join my dad. That's a story of Truckpedia, where I helped my dad scale the trucking company from 3 to 50 trucks in a little less than 3 years. Entirely out of frustration, not having any tools, I built Truckpedia.
Got it.
And now I'm on a mission. You know, I didn't do anything special. I wanted to help. There's a lot of people just like my dad, owner operators trying to scale. And Truckpedia is on a mission to help every owner operator to scale their business.
Got it. So you have the Encyclopedia, you have Expedia. So what is Truckpedia? Man? talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Truckpedia. I mean, if you think about it, the airline industry, the hotel industry, they're no different from trucking. We're all asset owners, but it's so easy to book a flight. It's so easy to book a hotel. But when it comes to truck, it's almost impossible to find any trucking company when you have a need. So Truckpedia, just like the name, you said it, right? Expedia, Wikipedia, Truckpedia, the goal is to give all trucking company that online presence. So anyone that needs to find a truck, they don't need to look anywhere else but Truckpedia.
That's dope, man. I love that. When did you start the business?
This started in 2022, January. We first started as a different name and we rebranded to Truckpedia.
What was the first initial name?
Easy Propel.
Easy Propel. Why that? That sounds like a whole different business.
Absolutely. So trucking, and it's archaic, like we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of paperwork involved. And in paper, Propel is Spanish for paper. But a lot of our customers couldn't pronounce that name, and we wanted to make it so easy for people to listen to it and not forget about it. So we rebranded to Truckpedia just for the easiness, the convenience, remember, and convey what we do as a company.
Yeah. Now, you said that your dad had a trucking business, and you were also in the business as well. You helped scale it from, what is it?
Three to 50.
3 to 50 trucks. Talk to me a little bit about that, man. Tell me about that process.
Absolutely. When I first joined my dad, he taught me, hey, you know, you're young, you're fast. You need to find everything on that and download the mobile app. It's a speed game. You got to be fast first dialing in. So when I first joined my dad, the first 3 months, I was just scrolling through DAT booking loads. And then I realized that, wait a minute, your profit margin is 7%. And we're all booking everything through brokers. Brokers are great. They're not, you know, not all of them are bad. But then if we want to scale the business, we can't rely entirely off the load board.
Right.
So that's when I started reaching out to shippers directly to find freight. And how we scale was actually niching down. I knock on a lot of doors. Right about when maybe I knock on the 10th door, finally someone talked to me, decided to give me a chance. They happened to be a medical equipment manufacturer.
Mm.
So I got my foot into the door as a medical equipment trucking guy. And little did I know that, you know, I was tapping into a niche in hauling medical equipment. So from there, things actually got much easier when I started niching down by labeling myself as a medical equipment trucking company.
Yeah.
So it's become much easier to find shippers too, because if you type in direct shippers online, nothing will populate. But if you type in medical equipment manufacturers near me, there's a bunch of them.
100%.
If you type in medical equipment conferences, you know, organization, there's so many of them out there. And that's kind of how we scale, by building our online presence, start investing into technology to make us easily searchable and allow customers to, hey, you know, you may not need me now, but here's our website. you don't need to call me. Just check our rate. If you need to book it, just click a button. You can book our trucks.
Yeah.
So by doing that, we scale really fast. And word of mouth. And but after knowing, letting the first shipper, they like our service, turn into a huge fan of what we do. Truckers know truckers. Shippers know shippers. So they introduced us to our next two or three customers.
Yeah.
And everything just took off from there.
So one contract literally like changed the trajectory of your whole entire
business. Absolutely.
What were you guys doing before you found a niche of medical equipment?
That.
just kind of on a low board, getting whatever you could get, right?
Yeah, everything, whatever we can get, we think is the hottest load.
Got it. Drive-in freight?
Drive-in freight. Everything was drive-in.
Okay, got it. Now, before you joined the business, what were you doing?
I was working at Amazon, and as the operations manager, I launched two robotics warehouses for Amazon.
Okay, and where's this at?
Sacramento.
In Sacramento. Yeah, all right, yeah. So you're working for Amazon launching the robotic warehouses. So what was your exact role?
I was the ops manager.
You're the ops manager?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you enjoy that?
I liked it. It's a lot of hours. You know, fresh out of college, no job is going to give you a role to manage 80 to 100 people.
Yeah.
So definitely enjoyed that, launching a warehouse, doing the planning with the team, managing all kind of people. Kind of taught me, made me comfortable talking to people of all kinds.
Yeah.
But literally people could be my grandparents' age.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's people just graduating from high school, from college. So, you know, that really gave me the experience to how to work with people.
Right. And it taught you obviously like leadership skills and so forth and so
100%.
On. And kind of prepped you for your position, you know, to work with your dad.
Absolutely.
Got it. So when you guys started working with the medical equipment, did you guys like hire own owner operators or did you start like getting your own equipment? How did you scale? Let's
so
talk about that.
This is actually the best part of it when it comes to scaling. This was 2019 when we first really started scaling the market. You know, COVID happened in 2019. Everyone got scared. Not buying trucks. What happened was for us is that there's two routes to go. One is hiring owner operators, which I wasn't too good at hiring owner operators at the time. Second thing is buying trucks, right? So buying trucks a lot of times is you need kind of to know when you're before you buy it, you need to know if it's a good truck or not. So I actually self-taught myself how to use diagnostic tool for Freightliner Cascadia. So I learned how to, you know, check, make sure the truck is good. And my dad would do the inspection on the outside. I will do the inside on figuring out if the truck work or not, if there's any fault code. So we went to auction sites. We bought a lot of trucks from auction. At the time, Celadon went out of business.
Mm.
All their trucks went to auction sites for dirt cheap. This is like 2019. The trucks were going for less than $30,000. And those are in a 400,000 mile range for that low. So most of our trucks were in great condition. So we got lucky there with I bought 20 plus trucks from there alone.
Okay.
And because of the shippers we work with, we told them, hey, we cannot do net 30. If we offer you a 5% discount, can you pay us net 7? Not everyone said yes, the one who said yes to us. So we were able to get fast cash flow. With that, we're able to buy our own equipment and keep on scaling from there.
How'd you finance the trucks?
Most of the trucks that we bought, we bought them with cash.
Okay.
Yeah, because our profit margin was at 7%. After working with shippers directly, we got them to increase over 20% plus. So at the time, the market was getting better and better. So there's a lot of money coming in. A lot of people, so we use that money wisely to invest into other equipment, better equipment, more trailers. Our trailer to truck ratio is at 1-3. So
okay.
Every one truck will have 3 drive-in trailers.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not trying to get too much into your business,
yeah,
but where'd you get the cash? I mean, you're working at Amazon. I don't know
Absolutely.
How much they're paying you.
Absolutely.
And your dad has a small trucking company. So where's the cash kind of coming from?
Because the cash, where they came from the freight. From the freight that we haul, we literally did net 7, net 15 with our shippers. And if you think about it, 20 trucks, if you're purchasing 20 trucks, each of them less than, you know, $30,000, you're looking about $500,000 in expenses. So we saved up. We run the operation very lean. My dad was more on the mechanic side.
Right.
He would fix it himself. I would be, you know, figuring out what the problem with the truck is and reducing our costs on fuel expenses and taking out some loan from the bank.
Got it.
Right. So minimal loan from the bank, mostly cash flow from customers.
And then how was it transitioning into the medical niche, right? Because you were accustomed to doing like the drive-in freight,
yeah,
and kind of anything on the spot market.
Yeah.
What steps did you need to take in order to transition? Was it difficult in order to haul that specialized type of freight? Like, what did you need to learn? That's what I'm getting at.
For that one, there wasn't actually too much to be learned, except that because medical equipment, we didn't haul anything high value or sensitive.
Got you.
So a lot of those are still drive-in equipment type. So there wasn't too much of a learning curve on hauling medical equipment.
So it wasn't like specimens or anything that's like, it was more so like packaging or stuff like that.
Packaging, cap and gown.
Got it.
Gloves.
Got it.
Right, those type of stuff.
But you just were in that specific
niche.
Yeah. Got it. Now is the business still around? Are you still running a trucking company?
He sold the business in 2021.
He exited the business.
He exited the business in 2021. That's how, because I, as much as I love trucking, I think, you know, the stuff I did for my dad, it was nothing unique. I think I can have a bigger impact by starting a software company, turn that into a formula to help other trucking companies reach the same success.
Yeah.
So at the time my dad wanted to retire, I was very proud that I was able to retire him. And 2021 was a peak of trucking. So he got out at a perfect timing because one of the medical equipment shippers we work with wanted to add a trucking arm for themselves. So they bought us out, give him a good offer. I was like, why not sell that thing and let me take the software with me that we developed. At the time, it was a basic software, did the minimum stuff. So this is December 2021. We sold the business and I roll off the software as a standalone startup trying to, you know, start off as a first, it was a TMS, trying to help other trucking companies achieve the same thing.
Yeah, got it. That's amazing, man. So congratulations on able to exit, you know, a trucking company for sure. And then you roll into the software product. So now let's talk about that, what you're doing currently. Does your dad work with you in Truckpedia business or no?
No,
he's just chilling somewhere on the beach, chilling, right?
Enjoying life, traveling with my mom.
Okay, nah, salute to that. Okay, so getting this software company started, you've never done any type of software company before. This is brand new to you,
this
right?
This is brand new.
What's your first steps? What's the first thing you do in order to ideate this business and kind of get things going?
Absolutely. First thing was getting myself a CTO. Getting a co-founder was probably the toughest thing. And then I found my CTO through, you know, this, it took me about a month or two to find the right person, right fit. And it was I recall that, you know, I went to a party where I had friends knowing coding, graduating from PhD in computer science. I was like, there's no better person than this guy. So I reached out to him, sold him the vision on Truckpedia, what we're building for the future. And this guy was a PhD from UCLA. He was about to take on almost a $500,000 offer from Google to go back as a programming scientist, you know, doing his thing on research side. So I convinced him, sold him the vision. Hey, this is what we're going to build. Trucking companies fragmented. The people in the business, they don't know technology to solve it. People outside of it, unless you've experienced yourself, you don't really know what truckers.
We are here live at OTR Solutions HQ. I'm here with my partner, Jonathan. Man, listen, factoring is an integral part of the transportation industry. Why is factoring important?
Absolutely, Ramel. In this economy, in this market, cash flow is king. Cash flow is the key to growth. If you have a young trucking company, or if you've been in the industry for years and you want to take that business to the next level, we're absolutely a company that can help. So I hope you'll give us a call today. Let us know what we can do to help you out.
Get the rest and roll with the best. Let's go.
Neat. So selling him the vision on how we can build Truckpedia to really digitize, not just in America, everywhere is behind when it comes to trucking. So selling him the vision on that, what we can become, right? The next Airbnb, the next Uber. So he joined me. He was sold on the idea, joined me. That was the first step. And then we went into developing phase where I'm a huge fan of Y Combinator, where they gave advice on, one of the saying is, if you're not embarrassed about your first launch, you're launching too late. So even before our product was ready, my first customer was actually from Matt's in Kentucky.
Okay.
This is April 2022.
I think we may have met there first.
I think we first met you there. Yeah, yeah. At the time, I found out about Matt's 1 week before it started. And we didn't have anything. I didn't have any business card. I didn't have flyer. I had nothing. So I was, you know what? I gotta go, right? People are telling me this is the best one, I gotta go. So I reserved a booth, I flew there by myself, and I bought a projector, I shipped it to an Airbnb place, and I bought a projector screen, and I made a video of our demo, and just that was it. We went there, and luckily, fortunately, it actually worked out very well because everybody had a stand. We were the only one with a video demoing, so it actually caught people's attention to stop by and look at what we're doing.
Got it. Now, I want to talk about this really quick because a lot of people are interested in launching software businesses.
Yeah.
And you were able to recruit your CTO, and you said that was your first step.
Yeah.
In order to do that, how did you incentivize him to want to work with you? Like you said, he had an offer with Google, right?
Yeah.
Did you offer him equity? What did Absolutely. You do in order to make him feel like, I want to work on this
Absolutely.
Business?
Equity is a must. If you Got want it. People, they must have their skin in the game, right? Yeah. Letting them know, hey, we're going to be the next unicorn. We're going to be worth billions of dollars. And the I know Google gave you a really good offer, but this is the idea. This is a vision. I did this myself and I didn't do anything special. This is the secret sauce for any trucking company to become successful, which is to give them the tool and give them resources. And selling him on the vision and letting him know that this is what we're going to do, let's give it a try for 1 year. If it doesn't work out, you can still go back to Google. You'll be welcome everywhere with your skill set. So that's kind of how the selling point, selling him on the vision and giving him equity in the company that he can't say no to.
How does someone find a CTO? Where do they look?
I think a lot of time about personality. You got to be a hustler. When you're looking to start a company, you can't find someone who's only willing to work 40 hours. You got to be willing to put in 60, 80 hours and compatibility. Talking to the person, finding the right talents, making sure that you two, even it's okay to disagree, but no one should throw a tantrum and start acting emotional. So being mature about it, finding the right person, selling the idea, making sure everyone is on board with you to achieve that goal.
So I got that, but where do they literally look? Like, where are you going to find this CTO that can help you build this business?
To find a CTO, there's a lot of resources online. I think before I found my CTO, another source I looked at was Y Combinator had a co-founder matching platform, kind of like Tinder, but for finding co-founders.
You know what it's called?
Yeah. So you're putting yourself out there, your idea, and what type of if you're looking for a CTO, what background you're looking for, and then sharing what you have, and put yourself out there and match with people, start talking to people.
Do you remember the name of that platform?
Y Combinator is I think it's called Co-Founder Matching.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Google it and you'll be able to
Google,
find it.
Google Y Combinator Founder Matching Platform.
I love it. Yeah. All right, cool. So you get to match. You said you found your first customer there?
That was my CTO. I there was before the current CTO, I had another one. He has a family of kids. So he wanted to be paid at least 100K. There's no money I can afford to do that. But what happened was he actually turned out to be my mentor. Ah. He had a successful exit with another company. Right now, he actually a mentor of our company. So we're really good friends.
Okay.
And he went on to start another company with other people who was able to pay him money. So I think that's another point to look at is you probably ideal CTO, if you don't have money, probably someone single, not having any financial responsibilities.
Got it. So how does this work? Talk to me about the onboarding of your customers. Just give me an idea of the process. Somebody's listening right now and they want to work with you.
Absolutely.
Guys. Take me through the steps.
Absolutely. Truckpedia, literally just go on truckpedia.io. You can sign up for a demo or you can sign up for a free account. And there you go. You can log in. And then if you need onboarding process, we can schedule a call with us. We'll onboard you onto the platform.
And what are the benefits? So you're setting up a customer profile for people to be able to find trucking companies. So what does that profile look like?
Absolutely. So it's more than a profile. It's your own website, right? Because trucking company don't have any website. Even if you go on any trucking company website, they always say, hey, for hire, any trucking company you talk to, they don't have a driver shortage. So what we do is literally you build your own website within 10 seconds of registering an account with Truckpedia. Your own website, set up your own capacities. What lanes do you run? How much you want to charge? How many loads you can cover per week from what areas you cover? And that's the first thing, setting up your online profile, your own website. Connect your own domain or use domain xabc.truckpedia.io.
Got it.
And
go ahead, go.
Yeah, after that, you know, our platform is built on the foundation of a TMS, right? You'll be able to manage your drivers, manage your trucks, knowing exactly your cost per mile. That's a big thing in trucking is a lot of people don't know their cost per mile, right? Using our TMS is going to help you manage your not only your operations, streamline your driver pay, but also understanding, hey, what's my cost per mile? What's my profit?
Got it. And then how do you then push out your customers to the world so they can find them?
We have a marketplace. We'll display your capacities so people can look at it. Second way is we also have a co-email marketing platform we just launched this year where you can actually find leads. For example, in my case, medical equipment manufacturers in California, finding them all through LinkedIn, through different tools, getting their email. We actually have the email cult email marketing campaign where you can register, set up automated sequences.
Like a CRM,
along with the email marketing campaign you can run to send them out to people.
Got it. Now, is there a platform fee? How do you guys make money?
We don't charge any fee. And how we make money is subscription fee based. Right, minimum starting at $2.99 per month to sign up with us. You can go monthly or annual to join us. It's $299 starting price. The price could go up, depends on how many trucks you have.
Got it. And how's the business doing? How many guys do you have on the platform? Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. Business doing really well. We're scaling really fast. And especially after we launched our marketing platform, we had a 30% growth in revenue just in January alone this year.
Nice, nice. Amazing. And you were just now on Forbes 30 under 30? Is that,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And that's quite an honor, man.
Thank you.
How'd that feel, man? A young guy working at Amazon to now you're on the Forbes list 30 under 30. Talk to me about that emotionally. How does that feel?
Absolutely. It feels great to represent the trucking industry. Honestly, that means more to me than anything else. There's not enough truckers to be recognized. Being a second generation trucker, you know, making the Forbes 30 under 30 list, I'm more proud to be on that list as a trucker than anything else.
Yeah, 100%. And where's your family from originally?
My family was originally from China.
Okay, from China.
Yeah.
Now, were you born in China or were you born here?
I was born in China.
Okay.
And my dad was a truck driver in China as well.
Got it.
So he was in trucking his entire life and he owned a trucking company when he was there as well. So he knows a lot of mechanical stuff.
That's amazing, man. Any other plans to expand the platform in any other ways, or what's the 3 to 5 year goal for you guys?
Truckpedia, you know, when you look at Airbnb right now, when people are booking hotels, right, say, oh, that's Airbnb it. Oh, that's Uber somewhere. In 3 to 5 years, we want all the brokers, shippers to say, hey, let's Truckpedia the freight.
I like
Our
that.
Goal is to literally make Truckpedia a house-known name, not just in America, but worldwide.
I love that. Final thoughts, man. We're going to wrap it up. This is great, man. I felt like I really got to know the full story in a very short amount of time. But traditionally on this show, we always give a final thoughts for the entrepreneurs out there listening who just needs a little bit of motivation or they need a little bit of push. Come from the heart, wherever you want to come from, and just give us that. And also let us know where we can connect with you directly and learn more about Truckpedia. So start with where we can connect with you and learn more about Truckpedia.
Truckpedia, I'm very active on LinkedIn. I always try to give out tips on how to scale your business. So you can search Truckpedia, Justin Liu on LinkedIn, you'll find me. Or just on Truckpedia.io. You can find us, schedule demo, look through what features we offer on there.
And that's Justin L-U, right?
L-U, yeah.
I love it. All right, final thoughts, Justin. Talk to me.
Final thought for entrepreneurs.
For entrepreneurs, give it to them.
Final thought for entrepreneurs. That's a great question. I think it's entrepreneurship is a lonely journey. You need to be mentally prepared and know what you sign yourself up for and don't give up. Keep on fighting for your dream, make steps, and don't be afraid to pivot. When you're starting a company, a lot of people, what I realize is they tend to be stubborn with the original idea. Don't be stubborn with your idea. Talk to your customers, right? Talk to your customers, your potential customers, even when you don't have a product. Don't be stuck on the idea that I must have a product first before I can start talking to my customers. Talk to your customers. You will very likely find out that your original idea will pivot. You will pivot and be open to that, right? Build a product for your customer, whether it's a trucking company, whether it's a SaaS, any type of product, just speak to your customers as much as possible. And then when customers tell you, yes, oh, I would love to have that, immediately ask them, can I take a deposit from you? Right. A lot of time, especially if you ask friends, people, they're kind to you, but they will be real with you the moment you start asking them for a deposit.
Yeah.
Right. If I had give this to you, are you willing to pay for it? Yes. I'll offer you a 90% discount and kind of take a 10% deposit from you today. And I guarantee you this by this timeline. If I don't, I'll give you a full refund back. If they tell you, yes, sign me up, then you know you have the right product.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. How do you?
I'm 29.
29 years old. You almost missed the list.
I almost missed the list. It was my last year.
100%. And the business has been around for what, 3 years?
For 2 years.
2 years now.
2 years
man.
Now.
Are you able to share revenue?
We'll keep that part
around.
For now.
Where are you?
Close to $1 million.
Close to $1 million revenue.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. 2 years, you guys are doing really great. Congratulations on all the success, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For sure. And thank you for joining me. Listen, Hustle Fam, if you don't respect that, your whole perspective is whack. We are here live at Manifest. I'm here with my man, Justin Liu. I've been seeing this guy all over the place, man. He's hustling for real. So he's in the building. We're in the building, man. Justin, thank you so much, man.
Appreciate it.
Good luck
thank
with
you
everything.
For having me. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Take
yeah,
care.
Yeah. Take care. Yeah.
If you're twisted, confused, or stuck about trucks, don't be dumb. This is the place to come. Truck and Hustle. Let's go!